Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for showing up here for your Soul of Business Saturday. And my promise to you is this is going to be miraculous. We're going to make miraculous impact. I'm not going to go through a long introduction because I definitely feel like at this point, hopefully you've seen part one. If not, go back and see that. But I will guide you through Ann Ribley here. And I have been an entrepreneur since my early 20s, so I know a lot about business. And I'm actually excited to be here with you today because let's just connect. Let's connect because this is, I'm going to talk about all things that I talk about anyway as if I was sitting down having a cup of tea with a good friend. And that's what I see here today. We are in such paramount times. We need you. We need your presence. We need your power. We need you showing up. And so my goal today is I want to go over what part two is about, but at the same time, I want to leave enough time to help anybody get through whatever they need to like actually help them curate any questions that they have about coming up with the soul of their business in the form of a brand mantra, letting that be the guiding light, and then how that begins to translate to what products right now matter, what products matter that you can, or creations, to have your reach and your what you're going to create become easily shareable in today's times. So let's just take a minute here to just ground ourselves in, and I let go of all the energy of the day. So far that's happened, even though for some people this is still early in the day, and some people it's later in the day. And I want to just invite you in to say, I am here. Allow yourself to be present. You know, touch yourself. Say, I am here. And then close out of all other distractions, not for me, but for you, for the soul of your own business. And then once you establish touching yourself, touch your chest, say, I'm here. And then I want you to say, I'm ready to take the next step. I am here. I'm ready to take the next step. Because this is important right now to have all of you here and showing up in the world. I'm going to talk a lot about how that there's the element to social authority drives a lot of sales and a lot of marketing, but we are seeing that shift right now because authenticity, connection in real, transparent transmission is the currency. So guess what? That means that this is the time for all of you to be able to be who you are and share those treasures and share those gifts. I can't wait to see if anybody had any ahas, you know, letting themselves go through the inspiring mapping, and just I want to help guide you on how when you know the soul of your business and those seven guiding principles, that what that can do is that can actually guide some of those next steps in the marketing copy that needs to go with it, or how you express or how you show up in a really authentic way. So I've got a couple of things that, so that we're just setting the intention. Back to this is the theme of the quote that I have here is when Jean Houston was asked by Oprah during Super Soul Sunday years back what she knows for sure. She said, the world needs a sense that we're all in it together. And this is what I want today for all of us here on the call. I believe we are here with a deep purpose to become all that we can be. I believe we are headed ultimately in the right direction. I believe we've been given sufficient stress, crisis, and complexity and consciousness to do things beyond our imaginations, larger than our aspirations, and more complex than our dreams. I believe in you, and I believe in me, and I believe in this most potent moment in human history. And boy, talk about like what that means right now in this time. So just to start out, because I want to give you, I want to like unpack whatever resistance in some capacities that maybe you have felt with really showing up fully or going after what truly are some of the big inspiring, what I call building the bridge to what's next for you. And And okay, so I'm going to start with this whole idea of social authority. So we've been in a time where social authority had a lot of currency, and that was because either somebody had made a product or a song or a movie or a star in some specific stream that placed them in the spotlight, and that gave them social authority. I remember when I had heard years back that they were saying, this has got to shift. Like when, and nothing against Snooki, but when Snooki was getting paid more than Maya Angelou to show up and give a commencement speech, like that shows our values were upside down on what social authority, like where we're at with the power we give to social authority. Nothing against Snooki. It's just an example. When you like look at someone like Maya Angelou, you know, up against Snooki giving a commencement speech. So in our social authority here right now, what happens also is that gone are the times now where people are, you know, they can buy that social authority. And I'm not saying that there's still not power in that, because there is, but this is the shift. These are the crossroads that we're at where, you know, when we say as seen as, and because that was something that could be bought, it can be also something that was real, and those do have value. I'm not saying that they don't. What I want to drop down into for every one of you is that your authenticity, that's the truth, that's the soul of your business, and how you're showing up and how you're sharing is the highest power for your business to be emulating and radiating out into the marketplace. And when I had heard early on, you know, I have gotten so many amazing testimonials that I haven't even went and asked for. People would just give them to me. And I would hear all the time by marketing people, Ann, you need to populate more things with testimonials. And I'm like, I know, I just haven't had time, or I haven't done that. But I said, here's the thing. When I heard this from a very top marketer, it gave me peace. Now, again, I understand testimonials have a place and they are powerful, and it can help somebody see themselves in a situation of how it can help somebody else. But it's again, that's a part of a strategy. But when you know the soul of your business and you're using that as the connection currency, that's stepping forward with truth and transparency and real value exchange, then that supersedes all that. And here's how, is when I heard this top marketer say that you can succeed by not even ever putting a testimonial on any of your things. Again, he said the same thing. I'm not saying testimonials don't help. They do help. He said, but when you speak in a way or you share in a way that it actually connects to the truth of what someone knows resonates for them, that's the highest decision-making place that you're touching into within that person to make a decision. So now you don't have to sell to them. You just have to touch that place of truth and have it resonate for the right people, because they'll make that decision on their own. And when he said that, I'm like, God, that just relieved me of so much feeling of like all these different marketing strategies. It's like, I'm just going to show up in a way that speaks to that highest authority already in somebody, that's truth to them. So my entire platform that I have built has been based on that. I mean, my stuff, and that's why I want to go in this process today. I want to uncover the way that it presents for you. So my stuff, the biggest piece that has helped my stuff grow the most is because my pieces of my sharing have moved virally in the world. That means one person has chose to share that with other people and other people and other people. So that would be like what I would call it had viralocity. You know, it had viral movement. It was highly shared. And so when I even met with Facebook years ago to do like a consult over like Facebook marketing, she was telling me, well, here's how we're advising people to do it. And then everything I was doing was the opposite of that. And she said to me, but gosh, when I look at your numbers, they're like far better than what we're even telling people to do. So I don't really have anything to offer you because what you're doing is far more effective than what I can tell people to do. And so I believe that that's what every one of you have with whatever way you're going to show up is when you come from that place that's really true and inherent to the soul of your business, and then you find those bridges that actually allow you to show up and share in that way, you can build your platform, you can sell courses, memberships, products, whatever way that is like signature to you and the soul of your business. So I'm excited to go through this with you because this is what I want for us today is to start to uncover this. Now, honestly, this is like everything that I'm going over. These are things that we could just spend like a whole session going over one of these threads at a time. Hang on a second, I'm going to drink tea. So hopefully everybody got themselves something comforting. And so we could actually spend time going through every one of these sessions. So at the end, I'm going to tell you if you want to go deeper and you want to work closely with me, I have a special way that we can do it that really works with that's relevant with today's times, so that it's easy and accessible for everybody. So I want to start out with this quote because I got this by Guru Jagat that I thought is like truly like an intention of where we're at right now. I truly believe the pressure, the hardship, and the sobriety of these times are ripe for opportunity, innovation, agility, and a whole new era of economy that benefits all. And so that, I believe, is what we have here right now in this potent time, is the ability to build these valuable bridges into the marketplace. So again, like what I had said in part one, which I could do a whole session about, like how that financial stream and that exchange is, it's not a worthiness issue. It's really about showing up in that access to the marketplace. And the more you know your soul, your business, the more you get signature to what it wants to become, the more it leads itself and takes on its own energy, which is what you want. You don't want all the energy to come from you. You want it to evolve into a thriving business where it's, and you know, businesses go through stages, and it's being willing to like not let it get stuck. So wherever your business was at this point, which everybody has had to face, the world just got flipped upside down. So now how are we going to take and create a new pathway for it? Open up more possibility for it and more ways for the treasures and talents that you have to serve, to share. And so also at the end, which I'm going to put this in a separate email because I want everybody to easily have access to it. I'm going to give like the couple of number one technology tools to make this easy on you, because that's another thing is that this can get overwhelming. It can get overwhelming, especially what I have learned, like for one, and I'll talk a little bit more specifically about this later, is that everybody right now should be getting their email list. And the reason why I say that is because that is the piece that you still have ownership over. No matter what happens during the changing times of these social platforms, which I'm an endorsement of, like a lot of people who have found me through Facebook. So I'm an endorsement of these social media platforms. However, you want whatever way you're showing up and giving your gifts to the world, you want to be building your email list in a very powerful, organic, inherent way. Because when I first heard this by Jeff Walker, and I've not done any of his stuff, but he's the one, and he was like, oh, that's another way you can build social authority. You can be like a first mover in an industry. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're the most qualified. It just means that you have a lot of social authority because you were one of the first people to do it, so everybody started looking to you. But, you know, since then, there could be even better qualified people, and things are going deep now. Things are going deep into who is it exactly, because there's more accessibility. So as everything has gotten noisier with not so great things And Northerner was like a lot of really great things. Like, I feel like since this has come out, like, there's so many wonderful people that I love, that I follow, and that are doing great things online, that I gotta like really pick and choose. Like, what way am I consuming, or what way am I taking in what's out there? So again, those kind of pieces of social authority, those pieces are shifting too. It's really about this very specific way that we're showing up, that is signature to our business, that has authenticity, transparency, that is becoming the new transmission. So that brings people in. So Jeff Walker, when I had been to one of his, what was a one-day workshop, because I had kind of come into, I don't know if anybody on here knows Brendan Burchard, but he did the Experts Academy. And honestly, most people that are on here, they actually came from just a small commitment, which is, this is what I want for all of you, is you figuring out, based on today, what is your small commitment that you can make to begin sharing and showing up. When I say small commitment, I'm meaning like in the sense that based on today's times, what is that next short-term bridge that leads and feeds to the long-term vision that you want for yourself with your business. So I went to Brendan Burchard's Expert Academy probably 6 years ago. And he, at the end, he had said, I want everybody here to tell me, like, write down one commitment that you're going to make in the next 90 days when you leave here, so that this just was not another seminar that you went through and you heard all of this, but you didn't do anything with it, or you get too overwhelmed. So what's that like one big step you can make right now? And I wrote down, I said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to share with others how to do full moon rituals. And I'm going to send them to my email list. And this was like just like even 6 years ago, like social media didn't have even like the level that it has like now. And so I went back, and that's where it began. I wasn't even teaching new moons then. I was teaching full moons, and I was teaching that because that was so organic to me, and it was so real, and it was so transformative to me. And again, for me, it was not about how it wasn't about like the moon per se. It was about the power of ritual and getting into alignment with the nature of ourselves. And so again, like what I explained on part one is, you want to think about the ways that you're sharing, like maybe the way that you're building your email list, and or the ways that you're inviting people in to get to know you, is it's just like in a gate to an airport. And then they come in and then they see that there's more. And so just because you start in one way, so that's why you want to find out what, like, just because one way maybe is what speaks to people now, you don't have to stay stuck there. And I'm so good at doing this. This is why I do it. Those that want to go deeper with helping me, that want to get help with finding some of these sharing strategies, I call these sharing bridges, sharing structures that translate easily into, online, social media, is once you know these, it lends itself, but then you don't have to get trapped into that. You can, there's all these other ways that you can still offer so much more to people. But it's kind of knowing what are those pieces that are easy, that come from the soul of your business, and that also lend itself to all the other things, what product suites is what we could say that you have to offer in whatever way that is. It could be physical products, it could be online products. So when I was at Jeff Walker's thing, and he had said, so I made that commitment. I'm gonna build my email list. I'm gonna be committed to building my email list by teaching people how to do a full moon ritual. And I had already known that was a place, because I was already headed on my website for free, and I saw that I was getting a lot of traffic naturally anyway. And so at the close, Jeff Walker gave like a one-day special pass to Jeff Walker, who is the launch formula. So a lot of these video formula things that you see with launching and getting products out there, Jeff Walker's formula is really the genesis behind all that. So he was still telling everybody that email is a superpower. And that's what I want to say right now to all of you. Email is a superpower. Because he said, you got to look at it like out of like the Harry Potter school. He He goes, and this was 6 years ago. He goes, if I were to tell people that I were to walk into that lobby of the hotel where this was at, and he said, I was going to tell people, I have right here 100,000 email people who want to hear from me, and that I can push a button and instantly get blank amount of money. This is what he was given an example of, because they want to hear from me. He goes, most people would not believe that if I said I could make, you know, like he said, like $100,000 in the next hour. He goes, most people would not believe that, that's a capacity of a superpower I have. This is what Jeff Walker was saying. He goes, if there's one thing you walk away from here, which is beyond what his product, you know, his product launch formula was about, he goes, it was the power of creating your email list. So a lot of people know it, so they have it as a placeholder, but how do you create it in a way that really I want for each and every one of you that has a sense of virality? When I say that, it's like now we're taking and having a virus move in a good way, you know, kind of idea. Is that it's wanting to move from one person to another because it's really sharing and making an impact and giving people a difference. And so I've just done this enough with enough private clients that I'm really good at knowing how to decipher out and finding out what like has been like the red hot ideas within the context of the business ideas that you have. So I want to be able to have a little bit of time to like bridge some of that. But all of that lens, when you also know like the soul of your business and how important it is to know the soul, the guiding principles, what are those pain points that are the opposite of the guiding core values of your business, and then how you can speak to how you begin to bridge that in ways that you show up with opt-ins. So the reason why I wanted to talk about email is because I'm also going to explain to you, and this will be at the end, and I'll actually give you a link, is that one of the mistakes that I learned, this is what I want you for any of you, is that if you're just like realizing, okay, I need to get like an email list going, how important it is to sort of pick the right technology platform, because that was a big thing that happened to me, is that I got stuck in a technology platform that was not easy, that was not hard, that was very hard and difficult, and it was very hard to add courses onto it, memberships onto it, and there were so many different technology strings that I'd have to put together, and it made creation and forward movement hard for me. And then, but here's the kicker. So it's like, well, okay, just go get another email platform. And you know, a lot of people may not realize it, but because of the size of my list, I was paying $300 to $400 every single month, just because that's what you have to pay for these companies, and you get paid on the number of people that you have on your email list. And so when you have that amount of people, it's sort of like you're married. You're married to somebody, that piece of technology that you just can't, you have all this that's attached to it that you just can't pick up and leave. And so you want to know, okay, if we're breaking up, where am I going next that, you know, I'm not going to have these same problems again. I'm not going to have the same, all these same issues to come up. And so I had been really unhappy with my email platform, and I was literally paying $300 to $400, sometimes $500, because it depends on different activities that I was doing within it and communication touch points that I was making, that I was having to pay, you know, that amount of money per month just to email people, like straight out, like what, you know, because of the numbers I had. So I'm also going to give you the link to what I found that I finally moved. I am over the moon happy about it. And the reason why I'm happy is because it's an all-in-one. And so I feel like when people want to grow their email list, it's like really good to start where you don't have huge numbers or huge courses, memberships, or any kind of like selling items too much attached to it, because it's super easy. It's easy to begin right. So the platform that I moved to, it has all that capacity. And because I knew all the different pieces that were important to me, like such as SMS text messaging. Some of you may love the fact that I like sending out reminders through text messaging, because some people, I've gotten so much feedback, they really like that. And so again, maybe there's a robust software system that's out there. And when you start adding all these things on that you need to have to house a course, or if you wanted a membership, or you wanted to add these things, you can actually start getting so much extra cost that's involved and just more complexity. Because if one string of it's like a Christmas light. If you have too many pieces in the string, different things break down. So in this all-in-one, like even having text messages was a big thing to me without having to, again, add on another third party to it. So I am, and the people who run it, everything about it is like fantastic. And I actually found out about this from a good friend of mine who got it in a private group from people that were on Maury Folio's B-School, for anybody that's familiar with all that. So this is where, like, it's like, she said, this is like a known secret. So anyway, I'll share all that with you. I'm going to put a nice compiling list to you on just if any way that you want to show up and share more, that you can do it with, you know, ease. I want ease for you. So, okay. So as we go into starting to help, you know, help some of you guys craft some of what is the, like, the soul of your business, what's the mantra, what's the pain points, what are some of the ways that you can share. So I also included in the recent email that, you know, it's not something I'm asking you to fill out right now, but because I want to get clarity, I want to use this session to really get clear on for some of you that would like to have that on the soul of your business, on your mantra, any questions that you have about doing that. And I also have some guided questions that you can do on different ways that now you can start showing up. That's the part two in the PDF that I sent in the email. Just to start to get that going. There's, again, like, we could do a whole session on that and really streamline that whole process. So I am going to be offering a solo business accelerator where I'll give that as an opportunity, and it's going to be very easily priced and accessible to everyone. But I want to open with why it's important to really know, like, the soul of your business. Because, well, first, I did a mentorship over one of the movies that I wrote with Jerry DePago. And he was the writer who did the movie Phenomenon with John Travolta. And he also did the movie Instinct with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Anthony Hopkins. And when I did the mentorship with him over one of the movies that I've written, he was explaining in this, like, it was sort of like a mentorship lab with just a small group of people. He was explaining how that when a writer goes out to do a movie, like, really to convey an original idea, Jerry DePago also was the, he adapted Message in a Bottle. That was another movie he did. He said, I didn't know when I went into this industry that I was going to have to be the guardian of the premise of the story, even against myself, as the influence of producers and directors and actors and all that external influence would come in to try to talk them into different things, changing the line of the story. And then that's where when we look at, like, different movies, we're like, God, that seemed like it had a good idea, but how did it end up like such a horrible movie? And that's because there was too many cooks in the kitchen, which is what happens when we get too much dilutedness against, like, what's the premise, what's the soul of it. And he said, I did not know I would even have to protect it against myself, the premise of the movie. So that's why it's so important, and I see it so clearly when I watch other people, how that they can have the money, they can have all the strategy, but it's just missing that power source of substance that's guiding it, which is like that critical touch point. So I talk about, like, how it's your anchor that keeps you in your shore real clearly in alignment and activate it with what's true for your business. So I sent out about Glennon Doyle's most recent book, Untamed. And here was a line that she said in it. I've spent much of my life lost in the woods of pain, relationships, religion, career, service, success, and failure. Looking back on those times, I can trace my lostness back to a decision to make something outside of myself my touch tree, my identity, a set of my beliefs, an institution, some sort of aspirational ideal of others, a job, another person, a list of rules, approval, an old version of myself. Now, when I'm lost, I remember I'm not in the woods. I am my own tree. And that speaks to like how the power of the soul of your business, when you can really allow that life to be activated fully and to guide, it just cuts out all that. You are at that own, your own touch point for your business, and it's back to like protecting it, guiding it, and allowing it to become its own thriving ecosystem. So I'm gonna go into a little bit like, so those of you that I had, for those of you, hopefully you've had time to fill out your mind mapping where you took 33 inspiring ideas and found the energetic words to it. And in those energetic words, what you can start to do is connect them to what are the themes that seem that best represent the energy life force of your business. And what then you can also look at that and you can say, okay, what is like paramount and essential that's missing? That's another way of looking at what other words do I need to add here. So I'm going to go to the Q&A now because I want to be able to add, I want to be able to see where we're at before I go over anything new. If anybody has any questions about how this was for them, let me go to the Q&A here. So I found out, I got a little bit clearer for those of you that said they were on the, they were putting in a question. So you do *6, and then you wait for it to tell you, are you ready to go in the queue? And then you hit *1 to confirm you have a question. So that's what I found out. That was a missing step. That for some people who were putting in their question, and then I wasn't seeing it. So you do *6. Want to just hear how everybody had, how this has went for everybody. If they have any questions, what words did you come up with? Do you have a combination of a possible mantra? Any way that I can help best get to the, help you identify what's the soul of your business and what are some of the ways that you can begin to use that to guide how you're going to show up and share. So *6, and then you wait for the prompt and you hit *1. If you would like some help with going into what's the soul of your business here, let's see. Anybody have, I'd like to hear from anybody if they finished maybe even their 33 and any surprises that showed up for them. Any next steps that seem clear and you're wanting to figure out how to bridge that? Those are some of the good questions that we can have right now. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the first one. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, but I did see 33, and most of it came up. The value was like trustworthy and excellence.
I love that so far. Trustworthy and excellence. So those were the values.
Okay,
anything
so
else?
Elegance, strong effects, suitable.
Elegance. I'm just going to repeat this out loud to just make sure that everybody can hear you. So trustworthy. Trustworthy. What did you say after trustworthy?
It was strong affection, excellence, suitable.
Okay. What was the last word?
And then I have completeness.
What was the one before completeness that you said out loud?
Suitable.
Suitable. Ooh, I like that too. So were, did anything like jump out to you in a combination of so far, or is this what you have as kind of your working piece right now?
This is my working piece right now. And out of the 33 that I did, a lot of it was almost the same type of feeling.
Okay, good. Okay, so that's great. So So you're really tuned into, that's great. Okay, and is that some of these words that you gave?
Yes.
Well, I feel like they're so, you pretty much have like your seven guiding principles right now. Like when you do elegance, for example, what's the opposite of that? I mean, this is where, you know, you can just go straight to like, when you think of the opposite of elegance, what do you think of?
It would be something like ugliness.
Yeah.
Not pretty, not,
sparse.
Networthy.
Yeah, I think a sparse too, like very lacking, less, you know, lifeless.
Right.
And then trustworthy, that's a great one too. So when you think of the opposite of trustworthy, what do you think of?
Cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Not being honest.
Now what, okay, so do you, are you comfortable with sharing the kind of business that you're in right now?
Well, I haven't started it yet. I had done it once before with my daughter and it didn't work out too well. And so she wants to start again. And I've been putting it off. I just want to sit down with her and make sure that we're compatible with it.
Yeah, okay. This is a great thing to do together.
It's a clothing line that we want to do that will fit everybody, not just a certain type.
Now, you know, what's interesting about the word trustworthy, and I really like that word, and I feel like, because that was the first one you said, I feel like that would be a cornerstone to the soul of your business, because when we go to the opposite of what are the pain points that, and I don't, you know, not even knowing what your business model is, but because that's a life energy that's like very present with it. Like when we think about what are the pain points and the way that we would talk to people, like, or, you know, talk to who's the ideal client, customer, even when you said what's the opposite, cheating, not being honest, this doesn't always have to be about another person. This could be how somebody is even taking care of themselves, where they're not being honest with themselves. That could be their pain point, and they know it, that they're not being honest maybe in a life situation, or they're cheating themselves of what they know is their right aspirational line, or what they know is true to their own heart. So I'm saying this for the benefit of everybody else that's on here, is that how important these, knowing this and how you can adapt it in multiple ways when it holds that life energy of here's what you're, the soul of your business is here to serve.
That's
suitable.
Okay.
Yeah, so suitable, like what's the opposite of that for you?
That would be incompatible.
Okay, that's great. Anything else? If not, that's still a great point. So I want everybody to hear this too, because this is like when you start to know the soul of your business, what's those energy points, and now you're talking like in your message points, and this is where it's authentic marketing, because you could take the word incompatible and you could have that pain point speak to any, regardless of the type of service you offer, regardless of like all the superficial things that your client or customer does, people have a certain area or a certain way. I mean, this could be someone who, there's so many ways you could serve that they feel they're in an incompatible relationship over something. It could be their body. It could be the way they dress. It could be their job. It could be how they're feeling about the way that they take care of their money. I mean, it just goes, there's so many different ways that you can take when you know the truth of these things. And there's a lot of words you can actually come up with, is once you know that power, potent value core areas, and you start going into what are those pain points. Okay, give me one for the opposite of completeness.
Completeness. Untimely.
Ooh, okay, that's great. So untimely is really good because everybody in the world is, you know, is always trying to establish a better relationship with time. There's a lot of people who have, like, you know, Oprah actually did a whole special with Deepak Chopra in one of her 21-day meditation challenges, and when they were both discussing that, when the word time sickness came to them, that it kind of, like, it struck both of them of, like, okay, what's my relationship with time, and do I have some time sickness where I'm not in good relationship with it? So, I mean, I know that that's, like, I'm just saying that just even having that pain point of untimely, it can go very specific to a certain task or a certain offering, and it can also go to a certain product, to how it's delivered, and it can go as far as wide as an existential problem, like, you know, having, like, time debting, time sickness, you know, not having enough time, time scarcity, all that kind of stuff. So that, see the beauty of that? See the beauty of really finding that? I feel like your keywords that you should just kind of play with some arrangement with is trustworthy, for sure. Excellence. Elegance. And then anything that might be missing, but it should be somewhere, but, you know, not knowing your business. So it could be something like creating trustworthy excellence with elegance. Empowering trustworthy excellence with elegance. I mean, I'm just giving you, I'm like, right now, you know, these are kind of things that you can shape into, but this is an example of how it's done and finding it. And so then when we start to look at, okay, what are the possible ways that we can show up to deliver that, to offer that? What are the short term? What are the longer vision ones? That's how it begins to lend itself. And then the marketing and how we're messaging ourselves, how we're positioning ourselves, really, and how we're showing up really starts to lend itself by having these words. Was that helpful?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your question. Okay, I'm going to go to the next person. Namaste. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so Anne,
who do we have here? Who are you?
My name's Anne Marie.
Oh, hi, Anne Marie.
Hi, Anne. So I'm a...
My soul sister here. Okay, yes. My middle name's...
I'm a process girl. So I have two feelings happening. One is overwhelm and one is intrigue.
Okay.
So the first overwhelm is I'm sitting here with my three pieces of paper with my 33 ideas with lots of notes around each idea, and that's all in black. And then the energy or the verb, adjective is all in blue. And I have a lot of themes, but I didn't repeat.
Wait,
so now
okay.
I'm listening to what you just offered to the first gal, and I'm kind of curious if the whole idea is to choose what are the guiding values, and then from the guiding values, I look at the essence, I'll call it the essence, of these three words that might, might really resonate as the mantra. So that's what I'm a little confused about.
Okay, that's a great question. Because it could or possibly not. If you just want to read through these words just right now, and then I'll ask you a question or two, and because even mine, when I have my values, like my sometimes those values are in your mantra, and sometimes they're not. So. Inspiring soulful connection, that those didn't end up in all of my values. So let's just get the essence, because your essence is there. So let's hear, if you just want to say like your main words, just go through. I don't even care if you have 15 of them. It still is, it's like it's poetic.
Right. Okay. Celebration, healing, loving, magical, serving wholeness, building community, soul wisdom, discovery, resilience, fun, equipping aliveness, divine feminine soul wisdom, breakthrough, sacred, authentic engagement, belonging, connection, depth, journey, calling, inspire, proactive, celebration, collaboration, heart power.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad you did. Okay, this is how we do this when you have a lot all over, or not all over, but you have like a range like this. This is how we start to. So celebration came up twice, right?
Yeah, celebration, wholeness, sacred, soul wisdom, healing, vulnerability, authentic and vulnerable and belonging, those are all kind of connected to me. And the whole arena of connection, collaboration, community. I'm a circle coach.
Okay.
I'm a circle convener.
Yeah, okay. That makes
sense. I gather and hold people in safe and generative spaces for authentic connection, conversation, and what really popped in this exercise, I actually went for a walk with my feet on the earth before this call, after I did this whole exercise, was I got, it's about ceremony. It's also about sacred ceremony, sacred celebration, and sacred conversations. So
right.
Anyway, that was kind of fun.
Okay, so that's beautiful. So if you were to star, like energetically, because you seem like, you know, you're pretty in tune with that energetically, just now this may or may not be it, but this is how I advise people and how I've led things to go. If you were to star the top seven, it doesn't have to have any rhyme or reason right now, just the top energetic seven words, what would they be? Just looking at your list right now, if you were to star it.
I love this. I just love this because I have this orange little marker now, and I had started before it was my turn to communicate. I started going, okay, I need to star these. I need to star these.
Yeah.
But the
beauty of this is all your juicy words. It was great for everybody to see, to experience this. This is the power of when you're doing this collaboratively like this. It really allows others to see that as well. Obviously, if you run circles, you get the power of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you start starring some of yours?
Yeah, I started starring. Let's see. Authentic connection, sacred ceremony.
Okay, authentic connection here. I want to track with you. Authentic connection.
Sacred ceremony.
Sacred ceremony.
Celebration. Serving wholeness. heart power. Embody just came up, which is what not on my list, but I've had a lot of kind of whatever mantras in the past. So embodying soul wisdom, or you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, I think I have
community is a big one for me.
Community, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, what jumped out to me in the way that you were doing it and what was coming up, like really like holding the power for you, and you can play with this and you can actually find your way to and then isolate down from here what would be your top seven. But I think based on what you told me and what you do, you're the soul of your business, because what I'm about to share with you, this is literally coming from your stuff. These three words have so much depth to it. Is celebrating authentic connection. And you can play with that. You know, you got to obviously own it. But there's something, there's somewhere play with at least those words, because there, if you just think about everything that you said, it all connects back to those three words, celebrating authentic connection. Now you can add, I really want... for, you know, everybody, it's like the simpler it is, the more it just has so much power.
Really powerful. That feels really, really powerful.
I sound like everything you did, all your words.
My ask of my wise woman counsel has been, I want this to be crystal clear. You know, clarity. And also just kind of like the big sacred yes.
Yes, yes, I hear you. That's great. I mean, I got chills just now when you were saying that. Celebrating authentic connection. So this would be the internal soul, like, and you can sit with it and make sure that that's like resonates with you. But it seems to me that it really has all that. So then let's just, we may not be able to like exactly nail it right now, but because you have clarity, you're great to work with on this, is let's just play with then what, how does that translate to like a marketing tagline? So it would be the opposite. It would be not the opposite, but it would be the external manifestation of what is it like for somebody when they have, they're celebrating their authentic connection. See, this is where the word embody, maybe not, I don't know. But it's like, so now when you start, and you could have a couple different taglines depending on what you're offering and what you're doing, but that's how it begins to work with the external manifestation of what you're offering. So you, in all that you do, in every way you show up, it's really celebrating authentic connection. And then when you translate what that does for the person that they take away with, what are some of the external ways that you would think that translates to them from there? In their life.
Well, they heal into wholeness.
Okay, see, now this
they feel like they belong. There's more aliveness. There's a connection to their own sacred self.
Okay, that's beautiful.
There's more self-love. There's more community, more connection with others. There's a feeling of support and oneness and aliveness and wholeness. That's what's coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, this is great. So here's an example. You can kind of play with this, because then you're really clear and close is what I can say. But here's an example. Like this is one, like beginning or starting point that you could play with out of the words that you just said, which are all part of like what some of your words that you came up with. And that I feel like alive with belonging is an example of
how that. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Alive with belonging.
Oh, okay.
Alive with, because you said that.
Right.
So celebrating all, so that, I want you to just play with that. And you can add some other words to it, but, and that's how you can use these different taglines, because alive with belonging says all of that. It says the sacred self, it says the wholeness, it says more connection, it's the healing, alive with belonging. So when, so this is how it works. When somebody, what you have to offer is really about celebrating authentic connection and becoming a part of any of the offerings that you have, it really gives that person their own sense of being alive with belonging within themselves, within their own healing, within their own self-love, within their own wholeness, within their own vulnerability, within their own authenticity. So you see how that works when, so that I, you can play with it, like, but I love something with alive with belonging. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like giving someone that, that's what I'm saying. When you are celebrating someone's authentic connection, you have now passed to them the permission to be alive with their right to be here, belong and to be fully embodied and whole and healed. See, this is where it's like it all like becomes part of it. Your other words, your
Absolutely.
Other energy. Yeah.
Right.
So play with that a little bit for those two mantras. So this is how I'm happy that you share, because then this way everybody could see how it works, you know.
Or thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate this so much, and I hope it did help others. Yeah.
Yeah. How does that feel, alive with belonging to you?
I'm starting to cry.
Okay, good. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
Because it's very uplifting, you know, a lot of it's just uplifting, and there's something, there's something really deep being touched inside me right now. So I really am appreciating
your
wisdom and gifts and listening.
Okay, thank you so much, Anne-Marie. That's great. Okay, namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, hello, who do we have next?
This is Divya, how are you?
Hi, Divya. Great. Okay.
So just like Anne-Marie, you know, that really helped me. So thank you for sharing your gifts and that too, because mine was the same, similar question. I have my three pages, but not being able to narrow it down with the seven values. So wanting to need a little bit of help with that.
Okay. Yeah.
So some of the words that I have is prosperity, research, life, nature, divine, consciousness, healing, think big, and then on the other one, oneness, love, peace, wholeness, community, compassion, and consciousness came up a couple of times on two or three of all three pages.
Okay.
Let's see, unique, divinity, retreat, serving. So those were some of the key words that I have. And then just to share, I do Kundalini yoga. I teach Kundalini yoga. So I wanted to really take that business off and really share my gifts with that, you know, and I think that's my calling. So I just needed kind of guidelines to how do I start that.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so yeah, what this is so much of what I can offer and help with is once you know the soul of your business, and then we start taking, okay, what, you know, who, like, what are some of the pain points that people are experiencing with why they would want, you know, Kundalini yoga. And yeah. I'm just having my mouth catch up with my brain. I'm thinking like right now, so far, so paced out for what we're sharing here. And what are the ways that are going to be unique for you to show up that makes the way that you do it, you know, your own authority on it. Okay, so let's start with, so the word consciousness, that came up a couple of times. Can you just tell me a little bit on why that you feel like that came up a couple of times and why that was important to you?
Because it's a choice that we all have to make. Every moment is a choice. How do we choose to live our life? You know, we can choose it where it really, we can feel that pain, or we can choose to see the other side of where, okay, what's the positive side of it, you know?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think that's where I'm coming from, you know, is that how can, so it's always, every moment is a choice, and how do you choose it? And that's why we have to change our language that we're, the narrative that we're having with our minds. And so it's a key. For, I think that's my key, is that it's a narrative that we're constantly having, and how do we choose to live?
Right. Okay. And then if you were to pick, like, your top seven words, like the same way that I just did with Anne-Marie, what would be, what would your top seven words be?
I think my first one would be, love would be the first one. And then wholeness comes up.
Okay.
Community.
Okay.
Service is very important to me. Is serving, how can I serve others in finding their inner peace? So I think peace came up, service and peace.
Okay.
And how can I help them connect with their own insight? Because we all have insight. Yeah. And helping them with clarity.
Okay, one, two, three. Okay, so tell me why love was first for you.
I think for me, that is because if we can just tune into our place of love, we can just create, because I feel like that's the highest vibration. And I feel into the energy of the vibration. And if love is the highest vibration, live at the highest vibration, then the lowest energy, you know. And then if I can show somebody that you can be in that vibration, you'll be able to see your highest potential then.
Okay, and then did you say that was wholeness just next on your list, or was it that's really your next word?
It's not the on the next one on the list, but it's a completeness, you know, that you need to feel completed. To feel all the other aspects of life, you need to feel complete or whole as a person. I think a lot of times we don't feel complete or that wholeness. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does, because the reason why I was asking that is because of when you were first going through your list, I mean, unless you gave me, like, another one, because then we could find, like, what your values is, there's something with, like, loving wholeness being your somewhere in the soul of your business.
Yeah.
Loving wholeness. I mean, that's got so much power in those two words. It explains, or, you know, it says consciousness, it says a choice, it says insight, loving wholeness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It says serving, it says, you know, if you're going to serve somebody and you're offering up loving wholeness, you're serving somebody.
Right, right. That hit the heart. when he said that, it just went in. It makes it resonates really well.
So I really love, like, that being at least your working you know, the soul of your business mantra.
Uh-huh.
You know, honestly, the reason why I've been able to help a lot of people, you know, do this is because it's like you actually have your own answers. I hear people, and I'm just able to pull out like what's the power that they're, you know, they're expressing.
Right.
And so this is what's so beautiful about it. Okay, loving wholeness, if we just put that as a placeholder right now, as the soul of your business, like the guiding mantra. Okay. I mean, really, it's like when I'm talking about, like Oprah says, intentional TV, it's like that simple. Like, how does this product, this service, this way that we're showing up, the way that we're sharing, how does this come from loving wholeness? You know, you build your entire company that way. And it's like, it's such a guiding principle. So then, if we were to then say, like, the external manifestation of that would be, so like for a marketing tagline, like when I'm given the example of Oprah, she's like, okay, we're intentional TV because they're going to go live their best, you know, live your best life. So if you feel like that, what everything of what you're going to do with Kundalini Yoga and all your offerings and the way it's going to show up, because that's really a lifestyle. It's, it's even more than just like, it's a practice that is like all of life, you know, it's inclusive to that. And so if in the way that the soul of your business serves is really offering that up so that somebody is in the experience of their own loving wholeness in all the capacities with these different words, what do they then take from there and how they feel, express, and show up in the world? What do they get from that, being in the loving wholeness?
They would find their bliss, that, you know, nothing would faze them. I mean, that's the first thing that came to me, is that when you're completely whole, you're in the state of bliss and calmness and peace. Having clarity.
Yeah, so this wasn't one of your words, but I think you need to play with this, with some of those words. It's an unwavering state.
Okay.
It's an unwavering posture. It's an unwavering stance. So in that, like, imagine, like, I'm just going to kind of walk you through, like, this is not marketing copy. This is the energetics of it. Mm-hmm. Imagining somebody coming into your work in whatever capacity that they do is... And they are embraced in an experience and an insight, whatever way that they experience the work that you do and the soul of your business, they are embraced in loving wholeness. And as a result of that, they leave with unwavering prosperity, unwavering clarity, unwavering peace. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
So and I don't know if unwavering is your word, but it's like it's got to be steady. It's you know, it's got that depth and that stamina and that fortitude and that so I would play with a couple of combinations like that, but at least I feel like you're really very close, if we're just going to call that a placeholder right now, with loving wholeness, because it should be so simple and guiding that it's like clear, and it should, and then that will help guide so many other pieces to this. And you've got a lot of great words here that you can narrow down your seven to what would be your values.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Is that helpful?
It was very helpful, and I enjoy your cards. I've got your mantra cards, so
I use
them every single day, and they really sustain me, so thank you so much.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, who do we have here?
Hi, Anne. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
All right. My name is Isabella. I'm actually calling from Canada.
Isabella. Great.
Hi. I've been following you for a bit, and yes, I got to you via one of your moon rituals, and have shared them with many friends and family. My daughter in university does them on a regular basis, and you are just a gift. I am so glad to be here, and I think I've definitely been guided to click yes on this. You know, I don't know about anybody else feeling, because we get inundated with so many amazing offers, and at this time, it's been certainly... I mean, I'd love to see that, but I'm so glad I connected, and I'm already thanking advance for the help of today. I would like to thank the other ones as well, and because they helped me kind of, even yeah. though my list of seven kept growing, but I know how to kind of, I think I will just zoom in. And I'm in a, I wanted to share just a little bit before, because this may relate to someone and certainly may just put my own energetics out there for you. I, with corporate career and as an executive leadership in human resources for many, many years, and left that particular, like the corporate world, working against the grain, all my career worked against the grain, but really holding, the position of, I'm here to help, and there's so much capacity, and I'm here to help, which, anyway. So left that 2 years ago, and I've been in absolute deconstruction over the last 2 years. I don't even know the person that I was, and I look at it, I can really observe that. So I've been, worked a lot through a lot of fear, have never had my own business, and now I really want to sort of launch that. And I started a small business, like a very small business of healing. I'm an energy healer, which, you know, I'm getting a lot. I think it's meant to be. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people saying that I can been able to help them so much. I'm very humble about that. I even struggle sharing that. And being really pulled more and more, because even though I worked against the grain most of my career, it was really in my calling of helping people to unleash their potential, whatever that is. And I believe that is holistic as in WH, not HO, but just it needs to be able to be in every part. So I've been really nudged to open this business that is especially, it was what's happening in the world right now that was kind of the last straw, in a good way, of being able to assist the new wave. What's going to happen? Creating the new paradigm, actually talking about what the new paradigm is, because a lot of people can feel that it's going to be something better, yes, transition, but also they may not know how that plays out in their daily life. And so for me, my words, if I can jump into that, is that okay?
Let's do that.
So, and working with business in a transformational, you know, from a culture perspective, but really something different than everything that I've seen, although I'm sure there will be other people in the same bandwagon. But my words are transformation with, these are my lesser words, like transformation, wisdom, bridge, unleash, equanimity, consciousness, service, authenticity, this and that, as opposed to this or that. That's a big deal for me. Starting a blog.
Wait, say that again. What did you say? This.
This and that.
That. It's kind of like that's like the rule of improv. Yes and.
Yes, exactly. It's, you don't have to compromise sustainability to be prosperous. Okay, so community building is huge, but it may be part of sustainability for me, and sustainability is a universal agenda, as opposed to, like, people think just the environment or a corporate social responsibility. I'm talking really to be able to translate how decisions can be made to impact the community as a whole positively. New paradigm, because it is really something that we have not been able to imagine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, is like that place of, and I said this before, the equanimity, the bridge, holding space, no, in consciousness, no judgment from where the person is or the doubts, and just be, because I have a lot of experience, and then my soul just kicked me out of everything else that needed to be kicked me out in the last 2 years. So I'm sort of turned inside out, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
So what, I don't know, I got it, and right now I'm really still in unearthing some of the fear of doing this, so really stepping out on that arena of, yes, I've been doing this and I've achieved success. So I know that the inspiration of really getting that, the soul and the mantra, is important, because I use that. I'm a values-based transformational culture, transformational certified. I've worked with that the last 8 years, and and certainly know the power of using the mantra and the values as a compass. That's how my life has turned all around. It was all of a sudden, there was
right.
I'm unwavering that way. Like there is no, and it's a journey also accepting my, and you know, my own journey, like self-love,
right.
you know, in that way. So, sorry. Okay.
Okay. What, okay, I have a couple of things that really popped out as you were talking, but like, just tell me a little bit about why the word equanimity was in there for you.
Sure. So the equanimity really has to, in a practical way, to do it non-judgmental. It is the middle path, you know, like the Buddha says, understanding polarity and understanding that everything has a polarity in our world, that people can give that polarity, but it comes from a perspective of not giving events any meaning. You just take that. It's a neutrality. It doesn't mean without passion. It doesn't mean without connection. It is with connection, but holding that equanimity for it will also translate as meeting people where they're at.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things that really jumped out at me, I mean, and we could just talk about this as sort of like a working piece, as a placeholder of what you were talking about. You really gave a lot of power and meaning to the word sustainability. And I really felt like that word had a lot of power. It had a lot of depth. And it could almost encompass so much of what you're doing, and even including like equanimity could be a value. Maybe not. I'm not sure. But it because I feel like something with what you were saying, I feel like it's somewhere in the range of out of the words that you said,
yep.
is transforming sustainability.
Oh, that's amazing. That is...
That's the new paradigm?
Yes.
That's...
Oh, wow. I love it.
And that...
Yes, this and that. I love that.
That... Yes. And we cannot... go into a transforming sustainability if we do not have equanimity.
Exactly.
You can't.
Yeah.
That was why I wanted to get clarified
exactly.
on that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would take and, you know, play with those two words as, you know, as a placeholder right now, and maybe sit with it and see how it feels. You, you know, you might find something else in addition.
Mm-hmm.
And or, you know, that strengthen it, or it may be that simple, it may be complete like that.
Yeah.
And then now if we were to say like an external manifestation of that, because I really want to show how taglines work, and there can be multiple versions of taglines, but once you know that internal mantra, how that really indicates what transfers to people as the experience and as the result. Because, you know, like you go to any marketing person, they'll go, okay, well, what results do you give people? And then, you know, sometimes people, it can be tangible and it can be measured. But when you really know the soul of your business, like it just really speaks to a powerful energy source. So if we were to say that whatever you're going to offer, that you're transforming sustainability, and what's the experience that they then get from there, or the results or the feeling or the gift?
Yes. And I mean, I'm so passionate about this because I think there's going to be a lot of help needed to translate what does that mean for small or medium or large. And this goes in for families as well. You know, when I talk about my daughter is 22 and she has dealt with anxiety and depression to the point where she has been hospitalized and dealing with that. And I use the same, she taught me, my biggest teacher. I use the same concepts in anything that I'm trying to embody, right? I do lead some circles as well, and you know, and just being in that transforming sustainability for my relationship with it, for my daughter even, for you know, and so it's very powerful for sure. And I'm going to give it a lot of thought to the different, you know, what's in it for them, like. It's the WIIFM, one of the radio stations I work with, which is that, and the AM, which is Make Me Feel Important About Myself. I don't know if you ever heard that. These are awesome little marketing things. And
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Like not, you know, it really is. If I am offering, and I'm a serving love, that's kind of my overarching, is that I'm ambassador for unconditional love, is how does that play out in the different environments, you know, and especially in the new world that is just here right now. So if that makes sense, does that, do those words kind of ring to that?
It definitely seems like that like transforming sustainability is you know, definitely on point for for what you're talking about. I was just like, what is the thing that, I guess, when you can hold the space or the product or the service that allows someone to be in the experience of really transforming sustainability and what that means for them, what does that do for their life, or what does that do going forward for them?
So there's one thing for sure, and again, it's no more, and I was writing something today, no more fitting in. This is about belonging. So it goes from fitting in, connecting with the fit in, understanding how fitting in is not good enough. That is, it's belonging. It is connection. Like it is a connection to everything and to everyone in your life. Mm-hmm. And if it aligns with a business, if it is a B2B perspective. So it is a next level of purpose.
Okay, so I would say, based on what you just said, and you can just kind of play with this, that your internal mantra is somewhere along the lines of transforming sustainability, and what that gives is honoring connection. And so when you think about everything you were saying, that really honors connection with all of life. And that's really the result of when we're transforming something that has true sustainability to it.
Yeah, honoring is the word that I use. Probably people just roll their eyes because I use that so much. And it's interesting that I didn't put it on my list because it becomes a being more for me. But I love that you picked up on it, and I'm very...
Well, it's the essence. It's the power essence of what you were basically saying. You were basically talking about, if we can transform with sustainability, transforming with sustainability, then we really are honoring connection.
Yes. Oh, my God. Got the big goosebumps on my left side, and that's confirmation.
Yeah, so now, I just want this to show for everyone else is that, Susan, you could take a tagline like honoring connection, and you could use that in specific ways to, when you're talking to specific markets or specific results or, so this is why, this is just, I just love this stuff so much and why it's so important, because this is where, and I really hope, with everybody here, that, that you could just see the power of doing this. And then the next evolution that, is then, okay, how do we take this and these ideas that you have that you wrote down, and we begin to translate this into different ways that we're showing up into different products and services. And some of it may be hot for people. They may know it right now. But we can also crystallize what are those short-term ones. But I love it. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you shared, because just the value of this for seeing it is going to help other people.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to say so much. I appreciate it.
No, this was great. You were awesome. So thank you so much. So
thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, I'm going to... Wait, I had one more. I was going to try to see. Okay, I want to see if I had anything. Okay, great. I was just seeing if I had anything else. Okay, so... We're coming to the close here. I hope everybody found that helpful with, really identifying what's the soul of your business, what's the ways that you can use this mantra to guide, the ways that you're going to show, the ways you're going to show up. You can use the questions that I also presented in here on what are some of the ways that you can show up for your business, what are the ways that you can share. And so I'm just going to take these last few minutes and just share with you that if you want to go deeper, there's two ways. I have the Solo Business Accelerator that I'm doing, and it's going to be a monthly program where I'll have unlock all the courses that help you figure out what's the sharing structures, what's the modality, what's the ways in which you're going to show up on social media, what's the ways that you're going to build your email list, do you have a course, And then what's the ways that you could build it? What's the ways you can monetize? What's your hierarchy of help? Like, which ways do you need help? Which things need you to be doing? And what things do you need to have other people, do you need to get help with? And then what's your plan in order to, organize all that. These are just some of the highlights on the way that we do it. But right now, the focus that I would like to give for everybody, and this is going to be, so I have a course from when I've taught this before that in a group setting, interactive, that you can actually have access to right now, as well as a monthly call with me in a group setting where you could ask any questions and we could go through very similar to like wherever it is at in your business with certain focuses right now on how you're going to, you know, use this time that we have with getting online and bringing presence to what you need to be doing and how to create those additional revenue streams. And so you can get started with that for, it's $100 a month with a 12-month commitment. And I also have, you know, for anybody who wants to, these are all special pricings that I'm putting together right now so that you can get started, start to get some of this stuff really fleshed out and clear and going for yourself, as well as having the support to be able to, you know, pick my brain, you know, use some of the resources and the backlog of experience that I have with this. And then if you want to do a year paid in full, then that also includes a private consult with me. So I will send you a link that shows you if this is something that you're interested in doing. And in addition to that, I'm doing, over the next 2 weeks, I'm doing what's called transformational teams of three. And this is where this is at $250 a person, and this is where we come together in a group of three and we work through these things in conjunction with like what we did today with the other steps. Like, how are you going to show up and share, answering all those questions and taking and getting really clear on these pieces from the soul of your business, how you're showing up and sharing, what you're sharing, what's your revenue streams. So we'll do that in the next 2 weeks for anybody that wants to get a lot more clarity. And it's going to be in transformational teams of three. I'll send you a link. So there is a limited number of those because I have like a couple of different time sets of what's available to do that. And when you sign, if you decide to sign up for the transformational teams of three, where we will work on like very specific things for where you're at right now, that also includes you to be able to go into the first month where you'll have access to additional teachings for the Soul of a Business Accelerator. So I'll send you a link for that, as well as my recommendations on how to streamline some of these tech pieces. Like what I said, like I really feel strongly with this, because when you get going and you get like the momentum going with building your list, or how do you want to put out your first course, and how do you want to do it as a membership, the more you can have all of it consolidated and easy. And not only that, with the email management system that I work, if you want to get a website as well, you could get that included with it as well. I personally already had mine on WordPress. Anybody that I've been knowing that has, because people come to me all the time asking me for, and how did you do what you do? I would say if you're starting at ground zero, this is an all-in-one platform. It's really designed for people who are just starting out and want everything included, and it's like the least amount of complication. So I can't emphasize enough, because I want everybody to like not have technology overwhelm, and also have technology streamlining. That, I mean, because that's where we're at. Another thing as well is this freeconferencecall.com. This is a great resource to use. A lot of people are going to Zoom, again, because they have some social authority, but they're not the best, always the best selection. I do have a Zoom account. I have actually a paid Zoom account. However, they don't have end-to-end encryption. You can Google this. So they're not a secure conferencing line. That means that people have a way to get in and not pull out the personal conversations that's happening, but to get data. Where freeconferencecall.com is an end-to-end encrypted secure platform. And what does that mean? Like, if I were to speak in simple terms, even with like websites, it's like that's a big thing. Why I'm saying like I have this all-in-one solution that I'm going to also give to you. Like that, I do have an affiliate link for. People have asked me all the time, and what would you recommend? People would ask me when I was with my old email system. I go, I'm with this person, but I wouldn't recommend it. I would actually give a simpler recommendation, but this is even far better. So I do have an affiliate link for that. I just wanted to be upfront with that. But freeconferencecall.com, I do not. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's you when someone calls in on Zoom, you can't get into the Q&A the same way. So that's a huge flaw when you're trying to run any kind of like workshop or conference or interactive thing even like this. So I'm going to put, like, that's an example that's on the list. Also have a better place if you're going to buy domain names than GoDaddy, even though GoDaddy does have social authority, but they don't really, a lot of spam calls happen. They don't give you privacy with it. You got to pay extra for it. They really have built a model that's based on upcharge, upcharge, upcharge. So I'm going to include that as well, that I made my switch to not buy domains anymore from GoDaddy because I found another place that, like, it actually includes privacy and all kinds of other things for a reasonable price, because then when you're renewing for certain names of domain names that you own, it's just all of this stuff makes a difference. So, but it's, I'm going to give it in a simple format. What are these actual, like, simple nuts and bolts things that you need? I also have my recommendation for podcasting, because that was another thing that people have asked me a lot of times, and I've used different platforms, and a lot of even celebrities use the same podcasting platform that I use, which, so I don't want things to get confusing by naming off all of this stuff all at once, so I'm just going to outline it really quickly for you. Again, the only thing it's only the email that I have an affiliate link for, so I'm just going to be honest in that sense, but I'm so passionate about it that that's the first email system that I actually asked for an affiliate link and said I will promote you because I believe so strongly. We've got to make it easy for people who have these gifts and talents to get online and not get burdened down by too much technology overwhelm. So there's that you can look forward to. I'm gonna I'll send the links on how, for those of you that want to get in the transformational teams of three in the next 2 weeks to really get very specific on what your plan and making a step to go online. Also included, if you join the Soul of Business Accelerator, I'm also including for 6 months my Remarkable Souls membership, which includes all of my Soul Stamina plan. Because again, we want to show up in the world, but every time we deepen that stamina from who we are and what we're doing with that clarity, with that same stamina and that clarity out into the world, that is where we make miraculous impact happen, and it's at a sustainable level. And so, as well, is another course that's in there is the Soul Inspired Manifesting, which is a 4-week way to get really clear on some visions and steps on how you can help yourself bring that into reality. It's the exact system. I've sold this before as a course. It's the exact system that I use to create from an idea to an end product in 60 days for those Monday mantra cards. Like, so those Monday mantra cards, like, from when they became on sale and sold out at 500, it all happened within 60 days. And the Soul Inspired Manifesting was exactly how was the blueprint that I followed. After I led everybody through that class, I said, I'm doing exactly these same steps to get my Monday mantra cards from idea into reality. So I'll send you that as well if you want to join me on the Soul of Business Accelerator. We will be doing our first live call at the end of April, so you'll have all the things to really get your clarity going with what is the soul of your business, what are some of the different ideas that you have that you want to show up in, what courses you want to create, what you know, and I'll help you flush through that, and what's the best modality. That's another thing too, that a lot of people say, oh, you should make a video, or oh, you should do this. I have found that you've got to do the things that are the easiest to produce, that are the most easiest in that align with the modality that's easiest for your own soul of business. So that was a very decisive decision that I made early on, was using a lot of audio, because it became, and so those that have been following me for some time, you know that, you've heard my voice plenty, because that became a way for, it was easy for me to create the content and the ideas and share it in a way out into the world. And so when I got clear, okay, this is my modality. And so these are pieces that are so important when you're coming up with your plan and how you're going to share and what's the things that you're going to offer and how you're going to build your email list and how are you going to get people to know you. These are all important things. And I have a way to take you through a streamlined system, and then also to actually have a place that you can come and ask me questions and we can just get these pieces of clarity. Like what I said, the world's been turned upside down, the world got very muddy, and now we have to find these treasures and put them out and get ready out into the world with them. So that's what I have. Thank you everyone for showing up. And let me see, I have my... I'm looking for my closing. Here's my closing to all of you. So thank you, and look for the email that has all the ways that we can collaborate together more, you know, which is, this is the time we're in right now. We're in a collaborative time, and I love how Lynn Twist, the Soul of Money person, said this. She said, if you look at the word collaborate, it's really about co-labor. And so we're bringing in, we're co-laboring a new creation together. And so any way that I can help support you and help make that happen, because the world needs you. So I'm going to close with, the world needs a sense that we're all in it together. I believe we are here with deep purpose to become all that we can be. We believe we are headed ultimately in the right direction. I believe we begin in sufficient stress, crisis, and complexity and consciousness to do things beyond our imaginations, larger than our aspirations, and more complex than our dreams. I believe in you, I believe in me, and I believe in this most potent moment in human history. And what can I say, when Jean Houston said that, when Oprah said, what do you know for sure, and she said that, I just thought, that says it. And so I believe in all that for each and every one of you. So thank you so much for showing up, and let's bring alive the dreams of your soul, of your business. Namaste.